many guests joining us throughout the course of the day, some of whom will have Detroit connections, and one of those is right here with us, Mike Tirico from NBC Sports. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. Happy Radiothon. How we doing?
We're doing great.
How are you doing? I know you tore your Achilles. Are you okay?
I did. I'm limping around a little bit, but I'm doing all right. Fortunately, I make a living with my mouth, not my legs, so I can keep working and haven't missed a game and doing all right and soon to be on the road to recovery.
So you went to the Olympics and you thought, I can do what those guys do.
Exactly.
And you
exactly.
just pulled your leg.
You read all these injury lists and go, hey, he's coming back from a knee, he's coming back from this. I do it now with a lot more sympathy. This guy, he really had to come back from something.
It's just an empathy injury. That's what it is.
That's it. Well done.
An empathy injury. Mike, do a lot of people know that you are, you know, Michigan Bay? You didn't grow up here, but you've been living here for a long time.
I like to say not from here, but of here now. We've lived here longer than any place that we live. My wife is from here. Our kids are born here. And I think, actually, Mitch, the Lions' success last year helped make a connection because 30-some-odd million people are watching a playoff game, and Chris Collinsworth says at the end, you're from here? You know what this means to these people, right? So, like, okay, I guess 30 million people find out all at once that way.
Well, there's nothing the matter with that. That's good.
No, it's great. And, you know, Scott Van Pelt, who does what we do in the sports world at ESPN, is one of my dearest friends, and Scott has a great line. We're all from somewhere. Right. And no matter, that doesn't mean that you can't be neutral, you can't be objective, you can't see things the way they are, but we're all from somewhere. I'm from New York, but most of my life now has been lived here, and happily so. And I will say this, Mitch, just as a, you always have these little tests of how's Detroit doing, right? And a lot of your great work downtown and all around Metro Detroit is a huge part of the, we're doing a lot better than we were 10, 15 years ago. We have the season opener for Sunday Night Football. Our crew used to stay in Dearborn. We stay downtown this time. And we have about 100 people who travel every week across the country. Yeah. And they're walking around the streets of Detroit and having dinner. And they loved being here. They can't wait to come back. These are people who didn't know the city, who haven't spent time in the city. And it just tells you with 100 folks of evidence how this turnaround is not just something we talk about. It's real and people notice.
That's a great little litmus test. The fact that you said we used to stay in Dearborn or people used to stay in Birmingham when they had a concert to do in Detroit. And now they stay right across the street from the stadium or whatever because it's safe and it's nice and everybody wants to be in downtown Detroit. Yeah.
But and a lot of that is the work that you've done. Many, many people. But, you know, at times here today, we have to give you and your group your flowers as well for believing in putting in the hours and the caring and using this pulpit as word to get out to everyone. It's not perfect just yet. And we still have folks who need a hand up. Right. And you've done that in spades. So congratulations.
That's what we try to do with this Radiothon, a hand up, not a handout. Everybody, as you know, Mike, you've known our charity for a long time. Everybody that we help, we're trying to help improve their life. We're not just saying, here's a check. We hope that you do something good with it. We are giving people who don't have medical care the opportunity to have medical care. We're giving teens and younger kids who don't have a place to go after school a place to go where they can actually do their, in fact, during COVID, our Play Center was the only place that a lot of kids could go to do their schoolwork because they didn't have internet at home. So they came in and we were literally the place where they continued to be able to go to school. If you work but you can't afford a home, we fix up houses, give them to you on the premise that you keep them nice, you pay the taxes and utilities, then you can get the deed and the keys to the home after 2 years. So all of it is earned, you know, and I think people appreciate that. And we won't, you know, for what you do, and you do so many, I mean, you host the Olympics and you football and golf and all those things, so you do have to kind of remain neutral, but we won't blame you when, if you're doing a really big Lions game in the playoffs and they score at the very end and you go, we win! Okay, you can just say, we win. And then everyone will say, what did Tirico mean by that?
Save that for the Super Bowl next year, right? We get to do the Super Bowl, not this season, but next season. So that would be a dream come true.
Hopefully that'll be the Lions'
true.
Second Super Bowl win.
There you go, exactly. I think people are now realizing how hard it is to get there, right? All of a sudden, when you have a team that has that ability, all you see is now, well, look at all these injuries and – we've got to play Buffalo. And, oh, my gosh, if that game the last week of the season against Minnesota comes down to that's the game for the number one seed, the difference is you're the one seed, you're home until the Super Bowl, or you're the five seed and you're going to be on the road most of the time. So you start to see it in a little different light when it's your team and how just the little difference can make the biggest difference in who makes it and who doesn't.
Yep, 100%. We had Dan Campbell on a little earlier today live. I asked him about how does he stay in such amazing shape, because you look at him, he looks like he can put a helmet on and go back out. And most coaches, I think Mike McCarthy, they don't look like they can play football. And he goes, well, I don't really work out all that much, but, any chance I get, I try to work out like in the shower. And I'm going, how do you work out in the shower? And you might want to ask him about that if you're going to do a Lions game in the future, because we never really got a good answer on that. But listen,
duly noted.
Before we let you go, you got anything? Yeah. Last year you gave us something. You got anything that we can offer up on an auction pile here?
I heard that you did an Adam Schefter thing for folks during fantasy football.
Yeah.
I would offer that, but my son runs our fantasy football team. I'm terrible. I'm the worst at it. So how about we offer this, Mitch? We as get asked very often to come speak at places, and you speak and you do Q&A with sports fans. What if we do a Zoom call, a 30-minute Zoom call for somebody? If you want to grab, 8 or 9 of your friends. And we'll limit it to a small group. We'll do 10 people, and we'll just do Q&A on sports and what's going on, whether it's the Olympics or golf. That,
you and Collins?
Basketball? No, I was just going to say me. But you know what?
Only God usually speaks in the plural singular, but
we the group of 10 of us. But I'll find some sort of a special guest who can join us for 10 minutes of that conversation. That's an easy one to do. But why don't we do that? And in addition to that, as part of our annual tradition, from my wife Debbie and our family to all of you, we're gonna support the Radiothon here with a nice donation and a thank you for all that you do in your name and on your behalf for making Detroit even better than it is.
Thank you, Mike. God bless you, man. Thank you for coming on with us. Mike Tirico, Michigan's own. Fantastic job. And that's a great thing. So is this now? Okay. That would be a great thing that you can, you and 10 of your friends can hang out with Mike Tirico on a Zoom call.
That's a good price. And a,